From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news read by Steve. First, the headlines. Vice President Maruf Amin to athletes, grab as many medals as possible. Minister Panjaitan said prepare to face El Nino in August. And here is the news in detail. Vice President Maruf Amin has urged Indonesian athletes competing in the 32nd SEA Games to win as many medals as possible. This was conveyed by Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo at the Vice President's Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. Minister Dito also said that definitely the target is to grab as many medals as possible. There is no specific target for the medals. The Games will take place in Cambodia from May the 5th until 17th, 2023. Indonesia is sending 599 athletes, comprising 379 male athletes and 220 female ones, who will compete in 31 of 36 sports contested at the event. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has urged all ministries, agencies, and regional governments to readily mitigate the impact of El Nino, which has been forecast for August 2023. As quoted by Antara, according to Minister Panjaitan in a post on his Instagram account at Luhut Panjaitan on Wednesday, in 2015, the occurrence of El Nino triggered drought as well as forest and land fires in several regions in the country, leading to a decline in agricultural and mining production, and eventually pushed up the inflation rate. During that year, 41% of paddy fields or rice fields in Indonesia experienced extreme drought, causing food inflation, which added to the overall national inflation rate. The Nusantara Capital Authority Agency has prepared health regulations of the agency on the special planning for the new capital, which straddles two districts in Kalimantan, Penajam Pasir Utara, and Kutai Kartanegara. This was stated by the agency's head, Bambang Susantono, in a written press statement released in Penajam on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. The plans for the development of four planning areas in the new Indonesian state capital have been published. The four planning areas comprise the central government core area and west of the Nusantara capital city, as well as the planning of the east one and east two of the Nusantara. State-owned aviation navigation service provider AirNav Indonesia has reported that flight traffic during 2023 Eid al-Fitr homecoming period increased by 20% compared to 2022. AirNav served 43,000 flights and added 2.5 more during the period. Data collected by AirNav from the D-1 of Eid to the D-Day showed a 20% increase in flight traffic compared to 2022. The US and South Korea secured a landmark deal to counter the North Korean nuclear threat. As reported by BBC.com, Washington has agreed to periodically deploy US nuclear-armed submarines to South Korea and involved Seoul in its nuclear planning operations. In return, South Korea has agreed not to develop its own nuclear weapons. US President Joe Biden stated that the Washington Declaration will strengthen the allies' cooperation in deterring a North Korean attack. Syrians living on opposite sides of the largely frozen battle lines dividing the country are watching the accelerating normalization of ties with the government of Bashar Assad and Syria's neighbors through starkly different lenses. As reported by ArabNews.com, in the government-held Syria, residents struggling with ballooning inflation, fuel and electricity shortages hope the rapprochement will bring more trade and investment and ease a crippling economic crisis. Meanwhile, in the remaining opposition-held areas of the north, Syrians who once saw Arab countries as allies in their fight against Assad's rule feel increasingly isolated and abandoned. Turkey, which has been a main backer of the armed opposition to Assad, has been holding talks with Damascus for months, most recently on Tuesday when the defense ministers of Turkey, Russia, Iran, and Syria met in Moscow. US and Philippine troops on Wednesday conducted a joint air defense missile exercise as part of the live fire drill between the two militaries taking place at a naval base north of Manila. As reported by VOVWorld.vn, the Patriot Surface to Air Missile System and Stinger missile were used during the training. The exercise is an annual joint military training taking place in the Philippines from April 11 until 28. Around 17,600 troops, most ever, are participating in drills intended to enhance interoperability. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. From Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian trade attaché in Singapore, along with the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore and Bank Indonesia, are promoting food and beverage exports products through participations at the 2023 Food and Hotel Asia FHA Food and Beverage Exhibitions in Singapore to increase exports. Indonesian trade attaché in Singapore, Billy Anugrah, said that Indonesia must take the best momentum of economic recovery and the maximum level of demand in the region, including food and beverage products. Through a written statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, he conveyed that food and beverage products play a central role in supporting Indonesia's national exports. He also explained that in 2022, the Indonesian food and beverage industry recorded a growth of 4.93%. Food and beverage products are the largest contributor to the non-oil and gas processing industry's gross domestic products, or GDP, of 38.35%. Indonesia's export of food and beverage products in 2022 experienced a fairly high increase, namely 17.6% or $44 billion. Indonesian Ambassador to Singapore Suryo Pratomo said that the participation at the FHA Food and Beverage 2023 exhibition in Singapore is aimed at achieving higher export growth, especially for food and beverage products, which are one of the backbones of the Indonesian industry. FHA Food and Beverage 2023 in Singapore is one of the largest international-scale food and beverage products exhibitions in the Asian region and is attended by buyers and food and beverage industry from around the world. The exhibition will take place at Hall 6 Expo from April 25th until 28, 2023. This year, the Indonesia Pavilion present 14 micro, small, and medium enterprises MSMEs exporters of food and beverage products. Even though it is an MSME scale, the products presented are of international quality and standard so that they are ready to compete in the global market. The product offered at the Indonesia Pavilion range from snacks made from tempeh, various foods made from cassava, to ready-to-drink herbal medicines products.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history on 27th April with the event in 1960, Togo gained its independence. Togo obtained its independence from France on 27th April 1960. Silvanus Olympio became the first ruler of this South African state. Earlier in the 15th century, Togo was colonized by the Portuguese. Then, from the 17th to 18th century, Togo was a center for the slave trade, so that the area is known as the Slave Coast. In 1958, Germany colonized Togo. Then in 1914, Togo was divided into two eastern regions controlled by France, while the western region was occupied by England. In 1960, the Togo area controlled by France proclaimed independence with the name Republic of Togo. Meanwhile, the western part of Togo merged with Ivory Coast. We move to the next event about Indonesian Penitentiary Day. Indonesian Penitentiary Day or Penal Service Day is commemorated every year on 27th April. Indonesian Correctional Day is a reflection of the journey of correctional institutions in carrying out the duties and functions of correctional institutions through a correctional system. The term correctional was first conveyed by Minister of Justice Saharjo in 1963. He affirmed that the purpose of imprisonment is correctional. In the Prison Service Conference on 27 April 1964, the term correctional was standardized as a substitute for imprisonment. Correctional was declared as a system of coaching for offenders and the implementation of justice aimed at achieving social reintegration or restoring the unity of their life relationships in society. We end today in history with the event in 1994 when South Africa held the first election. South Africa held its first presidential election involving all races in the country in 1994. Previously, black people in South Africa did not have the right to vote. In that election, Nelson Mandela was elected as the first black person to become president of South Africa. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Tapi sempurnanya Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
An Indonesian environmental activist, Dalima Silalahi, won the 2023 Goldman Environmental Prize from the Goldman Environmental Foundation. This award is given to the people with contribution to the environment. The institute announced 6 recipients of the 2023 Goldman Environmental Award in San Francisco on Monday. Quoted from goldmanprize.org, the 6 environmental activists who receive awards this year came from Indonesia, Zambia, Turkey, Finland, Brazil, and the United States. Dalima Silalahi is the executive director of the Community Study and Development Group, KSPPM. KSPPM is a non-governmental organization dedicated to the protection of customary forests in North Sumatra province. The people of North Sumatra have long been cultivating Styrax benzoin trees in the forest and harvesting the sap known as Sumatran benzoin tree. When cultivated sustainably in the forest, the benzoin can be extracted continuously for 60 years. The sap has become a significant source of local income. Dalima and the indigenous people of North Sumatra struggle to keep their customary forest from being lost or damaged and become industrial forest plantation for paper production. Additionally, the island of Sumatra is the only place on earth where rhinos, orangutans, tigers, and elephants coexist in the wild. Habitat destruction is now threatening species with this critical status. The struggle of Dalima Silalahi and his colleague brought about positive results. In February 2022, thanks to a special campaign carried out by Dalima and his assisted communities, the government finally granted legal management rights over 7,213 hectares of customary forest to 6 groups of the Tano Batak community. They began to reforest the area by planting native forest species, including frankincense trees, pomegranate, and KSPPM supports communities to replant and restore ecosystem while increasing forestry cover and natural climate resilience.
Sampai saat ini tak terfikir olehku. Aku pernah beri rasa pada orang sepertimu. Seandainya sejak awal tak ku yakinkan diriku. Tutur kata yang sempurna, tak sebaik yang kukira. Andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia, takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu. Bagaimana dengan aku terlanjur mencintaimu yang datang.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Labuan Bajo will be the location for the 2023 Asian Summit from 9 to 11 May 2023. It is estimated that around 3,000 people who are delegates, national committees, and securities personnel will be present in Labuan Bajo. Labuan Bajo is also ready to welcome the delegates by presenting its natural beauty and tourism destination. One of the tourism destinations in Labuan Bajo that can be visited by delegates and tourists is Liang Dara, as one of the tourism villages supporting the Labuan Bajo Super Priority Area. This village is located in the Beliling District. The distance is about 20 kilometers from Labuan Bajo City. It is located right on the Trans Flores National Road, Labuan Bajo, Rutan. There are a number of natural and cultural destinations that can be visited while visiting Labuan Bajo. For culture, you can watch the Chachi attraction, the Rangkuk Aludens, and witness the making of brown sugar, as well as witness the process of making Manggarai woven fabrics. Meanwhile, for nature tourism, you can observe endemic birds in the Meliling Forest, hike to Liang Niki Cave, Liang Kantor Waterfall, Watu Seraung, Puncak Watu Api, and Meliling Trekking. Apart from tourism spots, Liang Dara Village also has a number of cafes. These cafes generally have an authentic Manggarai drink menu, namely Liang Dara brewed coffee. In addition, it also serves local foods such as sweet potato, banana, and baby corn. To stay, tourists need not to worry because the community provides homestays at affordable prices.
Semuanya reda, kau menghilang. semuanya reda, kau menghilang begitu saja.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, semi-automatic cow milking machine. Listeners, recently, the Surabaya State University, UNESA, student team has designed a semi-automatic milking machine to facilitate the production process for small and medium enterprises, SMEs, or dairy cow milk of SMEs. This innovation originates from their concern about the condition of SMEs in the field, which still rely on conventional or manual labor. This milking machine innovation was created by Agdri Bagus Zulfikar, Ahmad Sabili, M. Shihab Akbar, Muhammad Rardin, and Abdul Latif Sani. They were guided by Novi Sukma Drastiawati as their supervisor. Novi Sukma Drastiawati said that the innovation started from the findings of her students in the field. She remarked that the SMEs dairy cows, which are still very traditional, need a lot of energy and a long time. To be competitive, SMEs need an effective and efficient production process without reducing the quality of the milk they produce. From that condition, UNESA's innovation team conducted research and in-depth study to create a special machine which helps the milk production process for dairy cows. The machine has been used by a dairy milk small business in Singolangu, Sarangan, Plausan District, Magetan, Central Java. First, this semi-automatic cow milking machine has a number of advantages. First, the required electric power is relatively small, but has a pretty good suction power. Second, the rubber used in the teeth of the cow is adapted to the condition of the teeth, not too hard or soft. Third, its milk suction tube is prepared for the different type of cow. Fourth, the user can adjust the suction speed via the pulsator. Fifth, the pump process is not noisy. Sixth, the machine maintenance process is fairly easy. It can use a lot of hydraulic oil on the market. Seventh, machine components use food grade materials so that they are safe in the milk produced is not contaminated with bacteria. That's miscellany.
Harus ku mengingatmu lagi, aku takkan sanggup dengan yang terjadi pada kita. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Kalah, aku kalah.
cinta ini pahit dan tak harus memiliki. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau bawa kamu lewat mesin. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Panjang perjalanan yang harus ku lalui, merelakanmu. Jika takdir cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu. Oh, jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today I will bring you Potret. Potret is a music group from Jakarta which was formed in 1995. It consisted of five personnel, namely Melly Guslo in vocal, Nikita Dompas in guitar, Anto Hood in bass, Mary Kasiman in keyboards, and Ahsan Shuman in drums. This music group has been successful since debuting with an album entitled Portrait. 2 years later, they released the album Portrait Second with their flagship single entitled Salah or Mistaken. The song Salah tells the story of an affair committed by each party of pair of lovers. The success of the song has made young Indonesian musicians to re-release the song with a modern version, such as the group Sunwave in 2016 and soloist Rizky Febian in 2022. Well, listener, here is Potret with Salah.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yang terindah mewarnai bumi yang ku cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.